This is the 30th of December, year 2016.
And this is Sharon Lindenberger. I'm a journalist, author, editor, and pursuer of all things creative and innovative. I call these recorded interviews conversations with VIPs, very interesting people. And I'm here today with one of the most creative and innovative people I know. And we're going to be talking about some pretty exciting new programs. I'm here on the line with Mark Stanton Welch, who is a prominent energy healer, musician, composer, and a great spiritual teacher. And we're going to tell you about Mark's amazing in-depth new program that will rev up your energies and completely change your life through 2017 and beyond. Mark is talking to me today from his home in beautiful Cambria, California. So, Mark, it's great to have you here.
Sharon, I'm just delighted to be here on this end of the year of 2016. What a profound year it has been, and a place of significant things coming down the pike here. So, very excited about talking and sharing.
Great. Now, you have developed this new program, which you're calling Living As If Already Whole, and you started developing this within 2016, pointing toward, you know, brand new year coming and many other years to follow after that. So I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit, the title, Living As If Already Whole, what you mean when you say as if?
Sharon, we're in a time of significant change. I mentioned that a bit earlier because it is really important to remember that and to realize that we're not just slipping over some slope somewhere, that there's a process of reawakening that's happening with each of us, every human being, and in a sense, every living thing in this Earth domain and this Earth planet. And because of that, we are being invited and asked to begin to undo a lot of the perspectives, a lot of the activities, a lot of the beliefs that we've had that really haven't served us. These beliefs and processes that have been a part of a very long cycle of about 2,300 years through what was called the Piscean Age. As we've entered into this Aquarian time, which the year 2012 was the official entrance, even though it began in 1968 with, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. We were in that overlap stage of just beginning to, let's just say, wake up. And now that we're actually in it here, even 4 years into it, we're realizing that we are being invited and in some ways encouraged and even pushed to make changes, to let go of things that no longer serve us, that keep us in that perspective and that belief that we are limited beings and that we do not have value. There's a process that even occurs with Olympic athletes, where you visualize and you make an intention and you actually work through a process as if you're already actually there and doing it. And what begins to happen is it begins to energetically bring forth the vibrations that will support the actual manifestation of that intention. That's not talked about too much, but for now we realize that the power to visualize and actually feel as if you are already there, viscerally, emotionally, and all of that, begins to set in motion not only your belief that it is happening, but then, like I said, it activates the forces necessary to actually make it happen in the outside as it is. So in this whole course, instead of seeking and trying to find and trying to get better, what I'm intending to do is to put us in a place where, let's just say that we've already reached an awareness. Not only the awareness, but the understanding and the capacity to put into activity and live in that frequency. And so the idea of as if, because I don't quite know, as we don't know, what it's going to be like as we are there, we're in a process of making it up. And the best way to do it that I can see is to play with it. You know, as children, we often would go ahead and do make-believe, which is really a process of being as if, of acting as if I was this character or that. I played army as a boy, or we played various games that put us into a role. And because of that, we were able to immerse ourselves into it, and for the most part, it was essentially real for us in those moments of time. So by playing with as if in this course, it's going to allow us to begin to not only begin to attract that energy and to make it manifest, but to feel on a visceral level, on a mental and emotional and spiritual level, what it's like to be living in these higher frequencies, because that's where we're headed.
Fantastic. So why is it becoming more and more important that we live in an expanding vibration and vision of wholeness, this vision of wholeness that you're talking about, in terms of where the world is at and where our personal lives are at?
Wow, this is a big question. What's important about it is to realize that we, believe it or not, are not limited beings. That we have a capacity by our original design, that when we incarnated, that we were actually capable and set to do oh so much more. The parameters of the earth domain, if you will, the playing field, the rules of the game, put immediate constraints, let's just say that, or limitations upon us to be able to do obviously less than we were capable of doing as a spiritual being. And because of that, and over the past 2,300 years, we have been under the influence, again, of this Piscean energy that was really about hierarchy and limitation. And we begin to believe, most of us, that that's just the way it is here. But it isn't. It was a particular frequency that was necessary for us to experience. And that's about all there is to say about that. And what we're doing now is actually reaching into what's called higher vibration. In other words, vibrating in a higher frequency, which then allows us to take in the bigger picture, if you will. And so in expanding vibration, it's the idea that there is oh so much more than what appears to be. There's a saying, it says, nothing is as it seems. And in the world of energy, this is a profound statement that begins to define reality. When we look at something, what we're looking at is an average of the vibration that's there that works with the senses that we have in a current form, at the current level that they are, so that we're able to actually make sense of this, and then collectively we all agree that this is a computer monitor that I'm looking at here. But what's really going on, and as we step up in vibration, we begin to see that there really is much more. Mostly there's vibrating energy here, and the energy is basically just taking a form that is convenient for the moment. We are learning that we have the capacity in these new vibrations to become more of what we are and to reach a place of wholeness, which really all it does is give us our original design back. It gives us the tools, the talents, the skills, the techniques, and the awareness to actually live fully in the juicy plane of Earth, which is so incredible. So,
okay. Following on from that, a related question. You have so often said in all your work, everything that happens is all about energy or energies. So what are some of the insights we gain into our own life experiences when we think in terms of energies rather than memories? For as we know, a lot of people think that growing in their lives or dealing with things in the past that have held them back, that they need to dig up memories and work through memories. And you have always said that it is not a matter of working through memories, it's a matter of experiencing and shifting energies. So what kind of insights can we gain into our own life experiences when we think in terms of energies we need to shift rather than memories we need to replay?
Well, let's look at it from the point of view of establishing a different model, a more expanded model of who we are. As energetic beings, we have experiences. These experiences are processed by the design, the energetic design of the physical body and as well as the emotional body and all the energetic bodies. The body itself is designed to be at a state of equilibrium and balance all the time, because it has the capacity to clear and cleanse. And what I mean by clear and cleanse is that when an event happens in our lives, we have a response to it or a reaction, depending on our own level of clarity. In one moment, what begins to happen is that we have the opportunity to experience it and then release the energy about it, which means oftentimes letting sound out, which means maybe speaking words about it, which means having a visceral response that involves the body, which may involve action. If those things are allowed to progress naturally, then what we've done is we've integrated the experience, and then we have reached a place of balance on the other side of it, and then we have information, and then we have an experience that we can refer to. When we do not allow that to process, what we do is we begin to store the energies. And these energies unexpressed actually go into a very, very convenient system we have in our bodies called the chakra system, along with other elements, which include the meridians, the energy lines, etc., as well as the energy bodies that move out away from the body at a higher frequency and thus an invisible to the average eye. And the energy gets stored there. And it's stored there not for the point of just having it there forever, but with the idea that we are going to be contacted, if you will, internally to release. In other words, our consciousness gets, the door gets knocked upon. And it's subtle. Sometimes it's sensations in the body, and sometimes it's irritation, sometimes it's pain. With the idea that when we pay attention consciously, we can release these energies and reclaim that state of equilibrium. When we ignore those signs, very much like we've been taught to all through that Piscean time, then what begins to happen is the storehouse of energy grows and gets larger, and therefore more powerful, and therefore knocks harder at the door of consciousness to release itself and to clear. What happens with energy is the slower the vibration of it is, and that's what happens when we store energy. It starts to slow down in its vibratory frequency. It begins to physicalize. So what begins to happen over time is that we manifest physical conditions. And that is just a much louder call than a tickle or a sensation or an ache or a pain. We're actually creating conditions. So in the process of doing this, what begins to happen is we find that unless we release the energies, we begin to perceive ourselves as being a limited being and living as such, and we begin to believe that life is, in a sense, hopeless. We begin to see that disease is inevitable. We begin to think that we are victims of life and it just happens to us. But nothing could be really further from the truth. The storehouse of these energies begin to create certain patterns and beliefs that begin to play themselves out just by universal, the law, that whatever we perceive and we give attention to is what's going to manifest on the outside as well as in the inside. So there's a lot at play here, but mostly we're being invited to expand beyond the old perceptions of what we think we are. And energy is a given. It is in science. It is in awareness. It is visible through various kind of high-intensity tools, but it's still visible. And when we begin to see the moment as having energy, we begin to see that it is a malleable force. Our intention itself, as well as our actions and our beliefs, can influence how the energy shows up and how it makes manifest the moment of our lives. So we realize in these new frameworks that we have an incredible amount of power, if you will, a capacity to influence the forms of what's going on in our life in very profound ways. Mm-hmm. And this isn't about making manifest, the diabolical world, although you certainly could do that. But basically, we all are very, very beautiful and powerful and present and loving people coming from that same design. So we're all prone to do something that's called good. And good translates to be life-serving and something that is a higher vibrational frequency that affirms one another. Because in the big picture, as it's beginning to unfold, it really is a oneness soup that we're in. Wow, that was a long way to get into that answer.
That was a fantastic answer.
One more moment, though, because I want to address the idea of memories. See, memories are a snapshot of a particular time. That's essentially the facts of the memory. What begins to happen is the unprocessed emotion begins to infiltrate and ooze into that particular memory, and therefore it takes on an energy. And again, it's designed on some level to re-trigger the event internally so that we can release the debris that's being held on. Over time, people begin to believe their memories is true. And what begins to happen is that they begin to view the future through the filter of their cherished memories. And then it becomes a limited future because they think that that is what is going to happen and nothing else. And so it becomes a very restrictive comfort zone, if you will. So we're looking at viewing the world in a whole different way, and the gift of the new viewing is that it begins to manifest in a very short time that will show you just exactly how much more expansive it is.
Wow, that is amazing. And I think that's something that almost everybody would want for themselves and for our world. And so I'd just like you to tell me a bit about the very unique organization of this program, because you're not doing it, at least initially, as a group kind of class thing. You're actually doing this one-on-one with people so that the program will be tailored to each individual who chooses to follow the program, which is absolutely amazing in terms of, you know, all kinds of courses out there that are offered. You're actually going to be giving individual attention one-on-one to every participant. And that makes this program very, very different from other things that are out there. So can you tell us a bit about how the unique organization of the course and why you have chosen, initially at least, to tailor this to one-on-one kind of people rather than in groups?
Absolutely. The truth is that each individual is unfolding in their own way. Sure, there's a collective and a generalization we can make about humanity and life and all of that. But what's really a matter right here, and I call it's a phrase I use called the I am that I am expressing as me. Mm-hmm. Though we are all interconnected in the source vibration, we are an individualized expression of it. And that creates the beauty of it all. So that the me that I am and the you that you are can coexist in the deep connection and also have the frivolity and the juiciness of living in the individual frequency. It can go much deeper than that in terms of the perspective and why, but then we start to get into religious overtones, which are really unnecessary in this because we're really talking about the design. So the idea here in the course was that it needs to be something that supports the individual as opposed to offering collective information to everyone at once. So I've really addressed both of those elements. I chose 17 particular topics, and these are specific topics that I'm having online. There'll be a reference page, an information page, for everyone who's on that particular adventure, who's on in the block, if you will. And each of those topics is looked at for a portion of the time. It's read through, and then new insights drop in as the information is being shared. And then the rest of the time is about really working with the person to figure out how we're going to put those into motion. This is a very action-oriented and active experience, and most of it, honestly, is done by the person in their own life and in their moments of living. There are suggestions of very specific activities to put into motion to see what happens. And that is a very personal thing. If we're all doing the same activity, we're all going to have a different experience of it. So to make the greatest, to honor each person in the best possible way is to treat it as an individual process. And so, again, the information is provided, and there are actually 2 weeks per topic, successive sessions. The first one will be informational and to begin the activity, and the second one will be all about activity and processing what has occurred for each individual person. Now, you understand that if I had hundreds of people to work with, then I would basically, that would be the extent of my life, would be working with people on this way. So I have to mm-hmm. limit it to a certain number of people each time so that I can give them the attention and the full time that they deserve and also that they desire and that I want to put out. So typically I'm going to work with 5 to 10 people for a given sequence of time, which goes over a period of about 3 months, if not even longer. It might even be longer here. So it's very unique. It's completely on an edge and in a place that is going to reveal itself, if you will. The course has been... the foundation has been put into place. The pieces are being filled out and fleshed out as I go. And quite honestly, they often reveal themselves at the last minute, which then allows me to be fully present with the person with the fresh information that really, in a sense, is just dropping in to be revealed. So it's very organic and very visceral, and it is exciting from this end. And that's the hope that I have, is that by the time we are through, a person will really begin to experience what their design can give them in this dimension.
Wow. Yes. I think it's an absolutely incredible opportunity. Nothing quite like it out there, and something definitely not to be missed. So if you can tell us a bit more about how are people going to get in touch with you, to sign up, to find out more, to access the information that's on your website, and how they can access the program, and what kind of payment plans you may have to make this wonderful program easily accessible to people who are ready to take this step.
All right. So one more thing on the organization of the course. The topics, the sessions themselves, have been divided into blocks. So essentially there are three blocks of, looks like, five or six different sessions. And again, those sessions have back-to-back weeks. So you're looking at 10 weeks for five sessions where you're doing a double for each. And then there's a break after that, because this information is about integration and putting into action. So it's a slower process in that it allows us to go out and put into practice and to live in that frequency and see what happens. So I build some space in between. And that is essential. So with the three blocks, you can actually treat this as you know, being involved in all three blocks and wanting to commit right up front because it's resonating with you. It can also be something that you go, you know, I just want to take one block and then see what happens. Or, you know, with my situation, I want to, you know, just do one block at a time. And all of those choices are completely okay with that. The best way right now, as I'm developing the web presence, is quite honestly just to get in contact with me at mark.welch@mindspring.com. So it's mark.welch@mindspring.com, and let me know of your interest for the course Living As If Already Whole. At that point, I can refer you to the website, which would give you more information as far as an invitation page to give you an idea of what a greater understanding with all the topics and the sessions and all the stuff that's coming through right now as I prepare for the launch of the course in late January. So, as far as cost, basically, I've made it almost anyone can take it. There's, because I have so many different types of payment plans and installments for you to actually participate in. You can be in a position where you go ahead and you do a single pay, and it's $3,000 for that. You can do three installments of $1,000, one for each block. You can break that into six. You can break it into 10. You can break it into 15. You can even take a single block price, if that's what you're doing, the $1,000 for that, and then break that into three payments. So in other words, I'm willing to work with you in any possible way to get you this information and to get you involved in it. And to remember that this is not just information that really, quite honestly, is fairly cutting edge and is beginning to reveal itself as the weeks go on, but it's also having an opportunity to have a very individualized experience. And in the work with me, oftentimes we are working together on a vibrational level as well as just talking back and forth to one another informationally. And a lot goes on. And in that process, you realize that the kinds of shifts that can occur, rather than just taking a regular, you know, online course or a course that just basically has information about it, is that you're getting something that's streamlined for you. And it changes from week to week in terms of what's showing up for you. As your vibration shifts, you can have these incredible leaps and bounds that begin to really move the direction that you and I would proceed in the process of moving through these 5, 10, or 15 different sessions. So I want you to know that money is not an object in terms of actually accessing and being a part of the course. What is most important is that if you feel a calling to do something like this and it's beginning to raise your vibration in the center of your being, then by all means, follow that. And then we'll figure out the details that will serve you as well as serve me at the same time. So
wonderful, wonderful.
You can also.
Well, I certainly.
I'm sorry. Just one last thing. You can also call me at 805-927-2416, and I can talk to you personally about what the course is about, what your particular desires and needs are, and what would work best for you.
Great. And if somebody wants to know more about you in general, they can go to www.musicforeverysoul.com.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Music for every soul.
This is absolutely amazing and wonderful information, and I know definitely that I am going to do the whole program with you because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's just very, very important to me, as it will become to everyone who takes that step and to reach out for this, because there is, as I said, nothing like this anywhere else in the personal growth area, particularly all the one-on-one attention that that people will get. So what they'll end up is an experience that is totally unique to them and their lives. And to me, that's sort of often the missing link in a lot of different courses, is that you get a download of huge information, and then the person is kind of left to figure out, well, what do I do with this? But this actually guides them through, and it becomes an interactive personal process, and that is something that they can certainly take to the bank of their life experience, for sure. So it has been absolutely wonderful talking with you about this, and I look forward to further conversations on all kinds of the fascinating things that you do in your wonderful work, and I thank you for being with me today.
Absolutely, Sharon. And let me just say in closing on this is that this is the first time that it's being offered.
Yes.
And if you're actually willing to be a part of that very first part, then the first, expression of it, then essentially we're being pioneers together, going off on an adventure that is, again, revealing itself as we move forward. Each step reveals the next, even though there's a structure, there's a flexibility within that structure. Your own higher self and guidance are basically tools that will be relied upon to give direction to how I can support you. So it's an organic, again, an organic process that is very timely and really ready for you. So I hope to have you as a part of this. And again, Sharon, I'm just delighted that you've started this process with conversations with very important people or very interesting people. It's hard to slip away from that old programming of a VIP.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but it is. It's very interesting people. And they are all over the planet. The beautiful thing out of all of this is that as we raise our personal vibration, we begin to attract very, very different kinds of energetic beings. In other words, different kinds of people that are at that new frequency. So if you're really looking for significant change, courses like this are the things you want to lean towards.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.